BBC News. Texas and Florida have reimposed some coronavirus restrictions after a spike of new infections on Thursday, but the government says the situation is stabilizing in most of the country. Texas is now closing bars, while Florida is banning the consumption of alcohol in bars. Sudan and Egypt say that Ethiopia has agreed to postpone filling the reservoir of a controversial dam in the River Nile until agreement can be reached between them. Sudan and Egypt, which lie downstream, say it will interfere with the water flow to their nations. Ireland will have a new government after the two mainstream parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, agreed a coalition deal with the smaller Green Party. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will take turns in leading the country. The US House of Representatives has approved a bill that would make Washington DC the 51st state. Currently, the capital's residents can't vote in congressional elections, though they can in presidential polls. Facebook says it will now label posts from US politicians that break the company's rules but remain in the social media site because of their news value. Until now, the company's been reluctant to take action against posts by President Trump because it believed users had a right to hear unfiltered statements from political leaders. Zimbabwe's government has suspended trade on the stock exchange and mobile phone-based payments as part of efforts to tackle the slide of its dollar. The government said it suspected illicit activities had been taking place, with mobile money systems conspiring with the help of the stock exchange. Fishermen in the Indonesian province of Aceh have rescued nearly 100 Rohingya refugees from a boat after officials threatened to push them back out to sea. Villagers said they'd acted out of a sense of humanity. BBC News.